So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God, and text number 18.
परावतान्यावृत सारस चक्रवाक् परावतान्यावृत सारस चक्रवाक् दात्युहंस सुखतित्तिरि ब्रह्मिनाम्य कोलाहलो विरमते चिरमात्रम् उच्चैर् भृङ्गादिपहरिकथाम् इव गायमाने परावतान्यभृतसारसचक्रवात्.
Translation: When the king of bees hums in high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoos, the crane, the chakravak, the swan, the parrot, the partridge and peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Please repeat translation. When the king of the bees hum in the high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoos, the crane, the chakravak, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Purport. This verse reveals the absolute nature of Vaikuntha. There is no difference between the birds there and the human residents. The situation in the spiritual sky is that everything is spiritual and variegated. Spiritual variegatedness means that everything is animate. There is nothing inanimate. Even the trees, the ground, the plants, the flowers, the birds and the beast are all on the level of Krishna consciousness. The special feature of Vaikuntha Loka is that there is no question of sense gratification. In the material world, even an ass enjoys his sound vibration. But in the Vaikunthas, such nice birds as the peacock, the chakravak and the cuckoos prefer to hear the vibration of the glories of the Lord from the bees. The principles of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting, are very prominent in the Vaikuntha world. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhashtaya Bhutale Krishna Devi Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhashtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nidhanam Namaste Saraswati Gaurava Pachanam Vishesha Shunyadi Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivaji Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. So today we are in the section where Lord Brahma is giving description of Vaikuntha Loka. So how it came there was history behind that. Diti kept her two sons in the womb for 100 years, and because of the force of that pregnancy, whole universe was getting devoid of light. It was getting dark. And it was giving trouble to demigods. So demigods approach Brahmaji and they ask what is happening. And Lord Brahma unfolds the history of Jay and Vijay. So we'll in future And further, when we progress in this Bhagavatam, we'll hear how Jay and Vijay stopped four Kumaras and they got caused and they came down to earth. So these four Kumaras, they entered Vaikuntha Loka. They were traveling all over universe and they happened to go to Vaikuntha Loka. We heard that. So before Lord Brahma describes how Jay Vijay got cursed and whole incident, he gives description of Vaikuntha Loka. So that's where we are up to right now. In this section, we hear particularly a few points that difference between living entities in material world and spiritual world. You know, how they are completely opposite in terms of character, in terms of the nature. In spiritual world, everything, as Prabhupada mentioned, is spiritual and full of variegatedness. Everything is animate. In spiritual world, there is no envy, whereas here, everyone is full of envy, all living entities. In spiritual world, there is no question of sense gratification. Yesterday we heard that shloka, and further next shloka also it talks about that. But although they have all the ample opportunities to engage their senses for their own pleasure, but they feel it's an impediment in service of the Lord. Nice breeze full with honey flows, and that very enticing for their senses, but still they feel, you know, there's something disturbing. So they are not into sense gratification, whereas in material world, they are, every living entity is completely into sense gratification. So here, in this verse, we will discuss three points that comes out. Can you reduce a little bit? Three points comes out. That spiritual world, all living entities are free of envy. Second is they don't like to be praised. Here we see these beautiful birds, you know, peacock, chakravak, they all can sing very loud, very nicely. But still, when they heard bees are humming, and they not just humming, and they don't make sound actually, just noise. No, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions in this section that they are very nicely singing, Hari, 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 like that, you know. So just to hear that, the other birds, they stop singing. They want to hear the glories of the Lord. Hari, Hari. So they are not envious, plus they don't want to be self-praised, and although they have good qualities, they don't want to show off. So these three points we'll discuss. Here Prabhupada gives very nice example of a donkey. So donkey, first of all, it doesn't have any good qualities, you know. But still, donkey thinks and he acts as if, you know, he is best of the best. You know, he thinks he is amazing person. You know, Prabhupada gives one example of a donkey. You might have heard, but it's very good to hear again. The donkey works very hard, you know, in under the washerman's protection, so called. So this donkey every day works very hard for little bit of grass. So Prabhupada says grass is available on the way when he goes from house to river bank. There's plenty of grass everywhere, but still he works very hard thinking that, you know, my master, end of the day, he will give me some grass. So let me be very obedient, work very hard, otherwise, you know, my master won't feed me. Yes, of course, actually, one donkey doesn't have good qualities, but he's praised for his foolishness. This is what his foolishness is, actually. So one day, he was sitting, and this washerman's daughter, little daughter, was a bit mischievous. So she was doing something, and then washerman started chastising, you know. You naughty girl, you know, if you do it again, then you see that donkey, I'll marry to him. I'll marry you to him, you know. So donkey heard, you know, and then got excited. Wow, you know, I can marry that girl of my master, you know. And then I'll show my ruach, you know, my power. Every day he beats me and makes me work hard. Let me marry her and then I'll show him. So, like that he starts thinking that one day he'll get married to washerman's daughter. And then that's where he continues his life, you know. So false hopes again. So that's not going to happen actually. The washerman is just chastising his daughter. So this is what actually donkey is all about, you know, foolishness, Prabhupada mentions. So in our case also, human beings have a lot of, first of all, they don't have good qualities. And top of that, they think that, you know, I'm something great. Prabhupada writes, I was hearing one lecture, actually not right. Prabhupada says, why this example is given in the Bhagavatam, that donkey, hog, cats, dogs, you know, they all are actually in illusion. They are in a miserable condition. But still, they think that, you know, I'm very happy. And then Prabhupada further takes, and then, for example, among the animal kingdom, lion is called king, king of the forest. So all other animals fear from lion. So but Prabhupada says, but actually, ultimately, lion is also an animal, you know. So what is great about that? You know, one day that will also, that animal, although he is in kingly position, he will also die, you know, and he is also going through his own suffering. So in material world, we have so many so-called kings, leaders. They think themselves as if, you know, they are very good, best of everyone, best amongst everyone. But still, you know, ultimately, they are also going through birth, death, old age and disease, and they will die again one day. So what is to be great, what is to be proud about in themselves? You know, even you are king, but ultimately, you are just like an animal. So, but the thing is, you know, even if you have good qualities, people like to show off. And that's what foolishness is. You will see these extraordinary qualities. That devotees are free of envy, they don't have nature of nature to get to enjoy self glorification, and they don't like to be show off, although they have good qualities. I was reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and first part of the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you will constantly see this. In devotees. Narad Muni is on excursion. He travels whole universe, and he was searching for the best of the devotee who has received Lord's mercy. You know? So one day he was at the Prayag, and one Brahmana comes from nearby village, and he sets up whole nice altar and starts worshipping his Shaligram Shila. And Narad Muni happened to see that. And Narad Muni was very much amazed, and he started feeling very joyful. And he said, after whole worship finished, he started glorifying the Brahmana. That Brahmana, you are the true recipient of Lord's mercy, you know. And then this Brahmana, he says, no, I don't have any good quality. You know, I'm just a small-time devotee. You know, and whatever little thing I have, I try to worship Lord, you know, for my own purification. But actually, I know one person. He is actually really a true devotee, and he has received Lord's mercy. You know? And who is that? He is a king in South India. You go and see him. You will see how nicely he worships. So Narad Muni flows there, you know, and then he happens to see this king there. And this king is worshipping Lord. And then Narad Muni also starts praising that, yes, you are the greatest devotee. But here again, you know, this king refutes all the glorification Narad Muni gave. He refutes. And then he says, no, still, actually I am living on earth. I am dealing with, you know, all the worldly things. As a king, you know, I have to deal with so many things. So I am just, you know, materialist basically. And top of that, you know, I don't know when Lord will show me his darshan, you know. But actually, I know one person, King of Heaven, Lord Indra, is actually really true devotee. And why? Because Lord himself happened to be his younger brother. So he lives with him. And so what a great fortunate person he is. So you go and see him. So like that, then Narad Muni goes there. And then Indra says, yes, that's true, Lord lives here. But actually, you know, he comes and, you know, I worship him and he goes away. You know, he doesn't actually stays all the time. So actually, I'm not true devotee, you know. I haven't received enough mercy, actually. I haven't received enough mercy. If I have received mercy, then Lord would have stayed with me all the time. But actually, Lord Brahma, in his planet, Mahapurush, Lord Vishnu, lives forever. He doesn't leave that planet. So Lord Brahma is actually true recipient of Lord Krishna's mercy. And then Narad Muni heads off there. And Lord Brahma hears all the glorification from Narad Muni, that you are the nice devotee, you are the greatest devotee. Then Brahmaji also, same way, he refuses. No, I am not good devotee. You know, although Vishnu lives here, but actually, you know, you see how many times I have offended Lord. You know, time to time I have offended Lord Vishnu so many times, and Lord Vishnu has chastised me also. So if he really loves me, then, you know, why is he chastising me? But actually, you know, Lord Shiva, he is actually Supreme Lord. And he can give liberation to everyone. Even I don't have that quality. He can give bhakti to everyone, but I don't have the quality. And Lord, although Lord Shiva also sometime happened to be, you know, in such situation where he committed some mistakes, but Lord Vishnu never chastised him. You know, so he is actually really true devotee. So like that, Narad Muni heads up to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva also doesn't accept whatever glorification he gave. He doesn't accept. And he said, no, I am not true devotee. And then he starts glorifying nature of Vaikuntha devotees. Devotees in Vaikuntha Loka. And then Narad Muni started going there. But he said, no, don't worry about there, going there. No, why to travel so far? Just go there in Sutala Loka. Our Prahlad Maharaj is a very great devotee. He has all the good qualities. And he is actually the recipient of Lord Mercy. And then Narad Muni went there to see Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj says, you know, no, I am also not a good devotee. Very nice journey, you know. The same plot goes, but you will see in description, you know, every devotee is so much engrossed in Lord's worship that they feel themselves as the lowest of all the devotees, you know, lowest among all the living entities. And everyone is more better and more elevated and more pure and more sincere in worship of Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj says, well, I am passive devotee. I just sit and meditate on the Lord, you know. But I don't engage myself in any devotional activity, you know, no physical service I do. But Hanuman is a really true recipient of Lord's mercy. Because, why? Because he happened to serve Lord Ram in so many different ways. So he is actually doing active devotional service. So he is actually true recipient of Lord's mercy. So go and see Hanuman. So then Narad Muni goes there. He is now in full ecstasy. So Narad Muni went to see Hanuman. And then Hanuman doesn't accept any glorification again. And he says, well, but now see, Lord Ramchandra has left. And he left me alone in this world. Lord Ramchandra said, you know, you stay here in material world until I call you, like that. So you stay here. So see, if Lord really loved me, he took Sugriva with him. Why not me? Like that he says. You know. So actually, I am not true recipient of Lord's mercy. But the Pandavas are actually there, very, very great devotees, because Lord lives with him. Them, you know, all of them are very much favored by Lord Krishna. He stayed with them. So go and see Pandavas. And then Pandavas also same way refutes. No, 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 we are not great devotees. Because see, when we were in trouble, Lord were there. Lord was there. But everything got over. This pastime happened actually after Kurukshetra war finished. So Pandava says, now Lord is not here. You know, he doesn't come anymore. Sometime he comes, stays for some days, and then again leaves. You know, so he's not actually staying with us. He stays in Dwarka with his Yadu dynasty. You know, and he stays there forever with them to give them pleasure. So they are actually real devotees. And then Narad Muni goes to Yadus. And among Yadus, they also start refusing glorification. And they say, no, 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 no. Amongst us, actually, Uddhava is a really great devotee. Because he is so much into worshipping Krishna. He never forgets Krishna. And see, sometimes when he comes from distance, we mistaken him as Krishna. Because he looks like Krishna. He has absorbed himself. His consciousness is fully absorbed in Krishna. That his external features, his external body also transform into, you know, something that resembles Krishna. So he is actually true devotee. And then Narad Muni goes to see Uddhava. And Uddhava also refuses, same way. And he says, no, gopis are real devotees. So here we see, yeah, all the devotees of the Lord are not very much fond of, you know, fond of getting praised. Although they have all the qualification, although they have all the good qualities, but still they don't want to show off, and neither they want to get glorified for themselves. So this is actually true Vaishnava. Here, in our case, how we as a devotee get affected by these things. For example, self-praised. We may say, you know, Prabhu, I'm your servant, you know. I'm very fallen devotee. You know, Prabhu, you are my master. Like that, you know, we say so many things. You know, no, 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 Prabhu, I don't have any good quality. But actually, we mean it. Most of the time, we don't. And what is the test? Test is that when glorification comes, we externally refuse. But when something opposite happens, for example, we are chastised or held guilty for something, or if we have committed some mistakes and we are corrected, then see our attitude, what happens then. So that time is not very palatable. You know, we are not very happy to accept that. And it hurts, isn't it? And then we might even rebel and counteract. No. I'll defend myself. So this is also nothing but tendency. This anartha, tendency to get praised actually, that comes in a reverse form. So we have that quality. Bad quality, by the way. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vallabhacharya went to see Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami had written one book, and he showed to Vallabhacharya. And Vallabhacharya pointed out some corrections. And actually they were not mistakes, but according to Vallabhacharya's point of view, there were some mistakes. So Rupa Goswami didn't say anything. He happily accepted that. But youngest Goswami, Jiva Goswami, happened to hear that. To Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami is like his spiritual master. So he couldn't bear, you know, how come, you know, my master, spiritual master, has been rectified for this thing, you know, it's not proper. So he happened to correct Vallabhacharya in different place, not in front of Rupa Goswami. But Rupa Goswami got to know by Vallabhacharya that, you know, your disciple Jiva Goswami is so learned, actually, you know, whatever I told you yesterday, the apparent mistakes, they were not mistakes, and he corrected me, and he is very really scholarly person, you know. So hearing that, Rupa Goswami got very upset, very angry at Jiva Goswami, and he chastised Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami actually humbly accepted. So this is the quality. Even when we are pointed out that, you know, this is what we have done, if we don't rebel, if we don't defend ourselves, if we happily accept as if, you know, this is also arrangement of Krishna for my purification, that is actually real purification. That is actually real humility. Then you are actually free from the bad quality of, you know, hearing your own praise. And then what about show-off? Any other motive other than, you know, pleasing Krishna in our endeavors, that is just a show-off. Prabhupada gives example of a show bottle devotee. You know, he was a pharmacist. So old days, you know, you will see in pharmacy shops on the window, you will see one big bottle, you know, and it's written, you know, medicines are available here, like that. So that bottle, big huge bottle, is actually not the real medicine, you know, contained inside. No, it's just for show. It's for advertisement, to attract people, you know, to come into shop, you know, to show people. So Prabhupada used that term, show bottle devotee. It's like you are apparently you have many bad qualities, but you, as if, you know, you are a great devotee, very nice devotee, you go around and show yourself that I am very nice devotee. You know, so Prabhupada always corrected, you know, don't be a show bottle devotee. Externally it looks like, you know, devotee, but internally you are not. So how this character, that this quality of showing off pops up in our consciousness, our nature, our behavior. We may say, you know, I have good qualities, but I don't show off. You know, I can sing nicely, I can give nice lectures, but, you know, I prefer, I can play instrument nicely, but I prefer some other devotees come and sing and, you know, play instruments. So I'm a good devotee, you know, I'm not showing off my best qualities. I stand at the back when, you know, taking darshan. I allow all the devotees to take darshan, you know, I stand at the back. It's like that, you know, one can say like, you know, I don't show off. But as I said, any other motives other than serving Krishna for his pleasure is classified as show off. So if we dive deep and see in our heart what are the real motives in our heart while practicing Krishna consciousness, we can see that, no, really, actually, I'm not the best devotee, but I think I'm best devotee, you know. Such as, you know, desires, such as, well, I want to become known amongst the Vaishnava community that, you know, I am very expert in management, for example, or I am very sincere and serious devotee, I want to be known as a very sincere and serious devotee, or so many other desires, you know. So externally you may perform things to achieve something other than Krishna's pleasure. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one devotee called Ramdas. Another example comes. He wasn't actually devotee, but again show bottle devotee. So he was traveling with Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami went to Puri. So on the way, he happened to meet this person, Ramdas. And this Ramdas was a devotee of Lord Ram. And he would always chant Lord Ram's name. And he would very humbly serve Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very much impressed. And when they both went to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, didn't give much attention to Ramdas. He would avoid him. So later on it was revealed that of course Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, right? And he knows what is there in our hearts. So like that he knew who Ramdas was actually. And then it was revealed that Ramdas wanted to merge into Lord Ram. Externally he would chant Lord Ram's name and do all the services and glorify Lord Ram, but inner desire was to become Lord Ram and enjoy Sita. Yeah. So these are actually show bottle devotees. So we look in our heart, you know, what is, sorry? Ramdas was desiring to merge into Lord Ram, you know, impersonal liberation. And then the Smayavadi philosophy, you know, so one day I'll also become Ram and then I will enjoy Sita. So this is very offensive. You know, so Ramdas is characterized as show bottle devotee. And then envy, third point, envy. How this envy manifests, comes in our nature, our character. It manifests in form of disobedience and non-cooperation with devotees. And top of that, when the devotees whom we are envious of, when they are going through some problems or some hard time, we feel joy, we feel happy, and we won't like to help them out. You know, we feel that yes, this is what he deserves. You know, like, he did this to me, so now see, he got this thing. So he must deserve, he has to go through like this. That's nothing but envy. You know, so non-cooperation amongst devotees and disobedience to authorities. That is actually envy within our heart. That's how it comes out. And it's very dangerous. If we happen to see this quality, immediately one should take action to rectify that. Otherwise, you know, if you keep nurturing that attitude, it will become very strong and you will be struggling very hard to get rid of it. Your heart shrinks actually. When you harbor such qualities in your heart, Lord Krishna stops giving his mercy. And in due course of time, we feel unnourished. And then we'll give up Krishna consciousness. You know, we don't feel any joy in performing Krishna consciousness. No motives, no enthusiasm to go on. So this is very dangerous. If we see that we are getting, you know, envious of other devotees' progress or whatever, you know, whatever qualities they have, and we don't have, and we get envious, then immediately take action. You know, don't prolong that. And what is the remedy to get free from all these bad qualities? Here Srila Prabhupada writes that the principle of devotional service in Vaikuntha, beginning with hearing and chanting are very prominent in the Vaikuntha world. You know, so hearing Shravanam, hearing Lord's glories are actually the real remedy for all the anarthas, whatever anarthas we have. To get rid of, we have to chant the holy name of the Lord very sincerely. Then one can easily overcome all these things. When Narad Muni, after he met Uddhav, and then Krishna came, and then Krishna himself, Uddhavji glorified qualities of gopis, and then Krishna himself later on glorified gopis, you know, how much they love me, and their true qualities, Krishna glorified. So after that whole pastime happened, Lord Krishna asked Narad Muni that you ask for some boons, you know, whatever you want, I will give you. So Narad Muni happened to get three boons, it says. What are those three? First one, he said, you know, if someone is worshipping you, that grant him that he never feels that I got enough mercy. You know? So Lord Krishna says, that is already there, you know, that's nature of bhakti. Yeah. So that's not something you should ask for. It's already there, you know, it's given already. You know, so whoever worshipping me, you know, they never feel actually, you know, I got enough mercy. So they keep going on, you know, it's unlimited. So ask something else. So Narad Muni said, okay. And then he said, okay, Lord, you know, allow me to preach, travel all over the universe and spread your glories and your holy name, you know, allow me to preach. So Lord Krishna granted, okay, tathastu. And then third boon he asked was that, I'll read as it is, whether by speaking, thinking, hearing or physical contact, whether by speaking, thinking, hearing or physical contact, if any person in the world comes in touch even once with these pastimes of yours and is convinced of their importance, may he be endowed eternally with the power to worship your lotus feet in pure love. So Narad Muni asked this, whoever hears your glories, let them be endowed with eternally the power to worship your lotus feet. You know, let them be attached to your lotus feet. So basically, give bhakti. Haridas Thakur mentioned same thing actually. When he was amongst Vaishnavas, they were discussing the glories of holy name. So he mentioned, some Vaishnavas were saying, well, glory, holy name can give you liberation. Some people said, you know, holy name can get rid of all your sins, whatever sins you have committed in past lives. So Haridas Thakur, they said, these are not actually real glories of the holy name. You know, these are just byproducts. It's already anyway given. You know, one who chants holy name is already given. But real glory of the holy name is that, you know, one who chants very sincerely, he is given Krishna prema. He is given love of Godhead. That is actually real Krishna prema. So when we chant, we hardly give any importance to the holy name, very inattentive, you know. And then 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and after that also we think that, you know, I have so many anarthas and bad qualities in heart, but actually what are you doing, you know, in meantime, you know, you are not actually following the process very nicely. Recently something happened, it was very purifying for me. One of the senior devotees, and I won't mention his name. I finished my chanting in morning and I was going out, and I happened to see one devotee and I wanted to speak to him. So I started talking to him, and he was chanting in the courtyard. Okay? So I started talking to him, and then 5 minutes went, 10 minutes went, and we are just talking. And he is chanting and moving beads also and talking, both things happening together. So this devotee saw us, the senior devotee, and he came and then he said, Prabhu, very nice, but what are you doing, you know? and it's not good, he said. You are standing here. First of all, you know, courtyard is not place to chant. You know, you are allowing yourself to be distracted, you know, to get distracted. You know, you are allowing yourself. You know, first of all, you put in that position. So everyone will, you know, walk by and talk and, you know, gossip. So where is the concentration? You are supposed to concentrate on holy name. And then further he said, what a bad example you are giving. We are always telling people, those who come into Krishna consciousness, we talk about, you know, holy name, and we say, you know, it is the topmost process of bhakti yoga. We are supposed to do very nicely. It can give you this, that, you know, Krishna prem and whatnot. We say so many philosophy. But what you are doing right now? You are standing in courtyard, holding japa beads and talking, and same time rolling your beads. And if some newcomer comes and sees you, what impression they will get? And then you have no right to go and tell them, Prabhu, chant like this, don't chant like that. Because they will say, you know, well, we have seen other senior devotees doing same way, so we are also doing same way. You know, so if you see, if this thing continues, not only in Melbourne, but everywhere else, all over the world, in all ISKCON centers, eventually the standard will come down. You know, people won't take up the chanting process very seriously. You know, and then imagine the effect as a whole, an effect in Krishna consciousness. You know, it will be watered down, and people won't become very advanced devotees. You know, even after, you know, many many years of doing same thing, but you won't, because the core process is not taken care nicely. Practice not nicely. So yes, when we chant, we should be fully convinced that holy name can give me Krishna prem, and it has all the potency, and it can get rid of all the anarthas that are in my heart. You know, that is envy or, you know, whatever, all the anarthas. Yes, and in everything in Krishna consciousness can be very easy. Again, a little bit about holy name. You can give nice lectures, you can give nice discourses, you can sing nicely, you can cook very nicely, you can become expert by practice. But only one thing is very difficult to become expert in, and that is to, you know, get up in morning, sit with devotees and chant your all 16 rounds in one go with full attention. You know, it's the most hardest thing I have experienced, at least. Yeah? But if someone deliberately puts effort day by day to do this, they will advance very rapidly. That is for sure. So, yes, here we see these birds. Although they can sing very nicely, they allow others to sing Lord's glory, and they take position to hear Lord's glories by others. So this is their nature. They are free of envy. They don't like to be self-raised, and although they have good qualities, they don't want to show off. So I'll end up here and ask any questions if anyone has. Yes. Sorry? There could be another Ramdas, but this Ramdas wasn't. You might have heard another Ramdas. Sorry? Okay. Any other questions? Comments? Okay. We shall end here. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.